The purpose of this show is solely to provide information for you to make your own decisions on the subjects that are presented. Welcome to the Ben Armstrong Show, folks. So glad that you have joined me. No country for old conservatives. No. This truly is a post-constitutional America, and the states that we have in our country, the 50 states, they sit by. They sit by and they let it happen. It is your states that are supposed to be protecting you. If you're a citizen of a state, which if you live in America, you are, unless you're here illegally, of course, but that state should be standing up to the federal government. Because the federal government's out of control and is abusing its power. And your forefathers set up a republic and set up states. And the states are supposed to have the power, not the federal government. But our states don't do anything. And everyone keeps asking, what are we going to do with them out of control? I mean, they're trying to arrest Donald Trump. They cheat in the elections. And then everyone still does the, well, we'll get them next time in the next election, when that's not the answer. The answer is your state has to stand up. Your state has to say no. And if you would say, well, that would cause a civil war. No, it wouldn't. Only unless the Democrats cause a civil war. They would have to cause the civil war. A state legally can stand up to the federal government and there shouldn't be a war over it, because the state is correct when the federal government is out of control. And if a state kicks out the FBI and says, you cannot function in my state, which they should have done a long time ago by now, and they're still not even thinking of doing it, when that should be, that action should have happened months ago. But the state should kick out the federal government, kick out the FBI, and say you're out of control, legally. And they should and can do this, and it should not cause a war, because the federal government is out of control. It would take, for that to cause a civil war, it would take evil people in the Biden administration to declare war on the states. And they would be the evil ones who did that. Because they're supposed to give heed to the states. So, folks, people get confused. They think the federal government has power. No. The Constitution was laid out to limit the federal government's power. That's the point of your Constitution. It's all about what the federal government can't do to you. Not just the federal government, it's about what the state governments can't do to you either. So the supreme law of the land is the Constitution. States can't violate the Constitution. The federal government can't violate the Constitution. But when the federal government goes around the Constitution or gets out of control, and even if it's not a constitutional issue, but they're oppressing citizens or states, and states don't like it, they're supposed to stand up to the federal government and say no. And that is why we are losing, is because no one is following what our founding fathers had set up in this situation. If you have a federal government that's overthrown, only the states can save America. I don't believe they will save America, but I'm just letting you know that's the answer. If the federal government's overthrown, you can't get them in an overthrown election. Have you not seen overthrown countries where their elections are rigged? The people don't get their country back by having elections the next time. Here's the thing. Those people don't live in a country set up by our forefathers. Our forefathers set up our country to withstand something like an overthrown federal government. Our forefathers set up the states so our states could actually do something that I've never seen in my entire life. An overthrown federal government, and yet you stop that overthrown federal government and save your country. Usually when the government is overthrown in a country, that's it. America actually could stop it. But until I hear someone else other than me saying this, we need national people. I need Steve Bannon to wake up to that is what has to happen. And don't be scared to say it. No one wants a civil war. We can't have a civil war. I know the left will try to skew and lie. We're not causing a civil war. The federal government is out of control and the states need to adhere to the laws and protect their citizens, including their own laws in their own states. But look, folks, we've had a federal government that has ignored the Constitution for an extremely long time. I won't even get into how I don't even believe property taxes are constitutional, that they're unconstitutional. Well, I will. I can quick, because I can explain it in 2 seconds. If you have to pay taxes, unless it was a one-time tax sales purchase and that's it, that'd be different. But if you have to constantly every year pay taxes on your land, then you don't own your land. You're renting it. Even if the tax is one penny a year. Because the government has set it up that if you don't pay that one penny, the government can confiscate your land. Therefore, you don't own your land. Therefore, that type of tax on property is unconstitutional because I have a right to own my property. I don't own my property. And neither do you. No one who's paying taxes annually, every year on their property, owns their property. You're renting your property from the government. They are saying by taxing you, we own it. And we're going to give you a cheap tax rate that hopefully you can afford. But if you can't, we'll take it. It's ours because you're not paying your taxes on it. That's unconstitutional. You've violated my right to own property. Nobody owns property in America. We've been violating the Constitution my whole life. But now it's clear the government has been overthrown. So it's way worse. Let me get to War Room and Brian Kennedy. I'm sure some of you have never even thought about the property tax thing. There are plenty of things we can look at that are unconstitutional. Taxation on top of taxation. They do that all the time too, which is illegal. But who's going to stop them? War Room, Brian Kennedy, talking about how we're living in a post-constitutional America. They're not saying it at the very beginning, but they move into that during the conversation.
I think when we look at where we are in the new republic, and they're trying to criticize the dismantling of the administrative state that you're talking about, I think it's worth saying that the country has gone from a republic to something for at least the last 100 years of a progressive administrative state. And that administrative state piece has become very large, very intrusive, very ineffective. But somewhere between when you said dismantle the administrative state and today, I think we've crossed over into something more like a totalitarian democracy, which is a regime that has aspects of totalitarianism, but with many of the forms of democracy. And the worst part about all that is anybody who says anything about that, who criticizes that, who would suggest that we're losing our freedom, who doesn't follow the regime narrative, as it were, if you do that, you're going to get arrested. So Trump disagrees with that, and so he gets arrested.
Yeah, that's actually communism. He's being nice. Democracy, totalitarianism. No, it's pure communism. How are they getting away with it? Because they have a uniparty. How do they have a uniparty? You might be wondering that. How do they have a uniparty? The problem with America is it's been worshiping at the altar of money for so long that you can buy off our politicians. So the Republicans do whatever they're bought off to do. And that's why the vast majority of them don't stand up for you and always backstab you. Because they're not there for you. They're there to get rich. They went into politics to get rich. Most politicians that are elected, almost all of them that have made it to Washington, D.C., have been in politics long enough that they realize I can get rich. And they really love it when they rise up through a state. And if you serve for a certain number of years, depending on the state, each state is different, but you will get a pension. And then if you serve in another office, you get another pension. And then if you go to the federal government, you get a federal government pension. They could retire and never have to work again. All these guys that have all these pensions and stuff all stored up from the U.S. government. So That's one of the biggest draws to a politician. A politician, people that are running for office won't tell you this. You call them out on it. Are you really running for office because you really think it would be cool to have a government pension and you're looking for ways of how you could get rich? And that after your whatever tenure is, then you might get a put on some sort of board or something and you think you're going to get rich that way too? Is that why you're running? Of course, they're never going to admit it, but 90% or more of your politicians, that's 100% the reason why they ran. They did not run to fix America. They didn't run for you. They ran for themselves, not for you. Oh, I'm going to be a public servant. Oh, yeah. Even Christians don't live that way like we should. Christians are told and taught and read their Bible, and God implores them to live for others and to serve other people, and we fail constantly. And I'm supposed to believe this non-Christian person is so moral and so wonderful that they're running for office for you, to serve you. They're running for their own needs, and everyone needs to know that. I can't believe we buy in. I don't, but I can't believe there are people that buy in. Oh, this guy's good. He's really doing it. Obviously, there is a minute. I calculated it. I believe it's 12%. 12% of elected officials in the House actually are there to help America. And those are the true conservatives. The rest are all about themselves and money. All of them. All of them. So, and here's the thing. All of them other than the 12%. Since it's such a low amount, 12% of true conservatives trying to save America and restore America to what the founding fathers wanted. And they're not going to have success in Washington, D.C., clearly. They're not going to have success doing that. We all know that. So you should assume they're all that way. Because you're going to get burnt if you think, oh no, mine's good. If they haven't joined the Freedom Caucus, you can automatically know, no, yours will backstab you. If they're not part of the Freedom Caucus, assume they will backstab. They're all about themselves. And even if they've joined the Freedom Caucus, they could still backstab you. That's not even a guarantee. Even that, but at least it's a sign that maybe they're actually a conservative. More from Brian Kennedy and Steve Bannon on this whole situation of we've basically lost our country. No country for conservatives. None.
And I know you're going to have John Eastman coming up soon. But so John tries to defend the president, and he's going to get disbarred, or they're going to try to disbar him. Because the whole idea of totalitarian democracy and the administrative state where we are today is that you have to lie and deceive. And so to say that this is somehow this criticism is anything to do with white supremacism, that's just utter nonsense. That's lies and deception, gaslighting of the worst possible kind. And then we're going to lie about you. We're going to arrest you in the case of Trump, and we're going to intimidate you and cause you not to be able to make a living. And so we're going to look up all the facts about you. Senator Hawley talking to the deputy director of the FBI. There's something very evil and deceptive here that those conservatives who believe in freedom need to understand. They don't. They think this is about tweaking things here and there, and everything's going to get, you know, back to normal. It's not. That republic that's been dismantled.
That's right. You have to come to the terms that electing people to Washington, D.C. is not going to repair America or bring America back ever. If Donald Trump couldn't even come close to doing it when he got in, when he wasn't supposed to, and they rigged the election and he still won. And I'm talking about 2016, they rigged the election against him and he still won. When that happened, and that's not going to happen again, folks. It did happen already where Trump won by so much, they couldn't believe it, and they couldn't even cheat enough to stop it from happening. That's not going to happen again. They've already made that mistake. They're going to shut the states down for 8 weeks, 1 year if they had to. Do you understand? They would shut the election down for an entire year until they stuffed the ballots if that's how long it took. They're not going to let him win no matter what. And the odds are he's going to be in jail. Which I knew that. That's why I begged him not to run. Because I know what communists do. He's either going to be in jail, or if he's not in jail, and he is close to winning, and they have to scratch and claw to cheat, which they don't want to do, because he makes it so hard for them. They have to cheat so much. He makes it so obvious that they're rigging the elections. They don't want you. They still can't believe you don't know that they rigged the election in 2020. Well, you guys know, I'm sure, that's watching this video. But I think the Democrats are even shocked. I can't believe so many people still are unsure of whether we rigged the election or not. They have to be laughing at that. I always say the Democrats are 100% convinced that elections are rigged because they rig them. And Republicans are the ones that deny that they're rigged and they're the victims. It's the Republicans always denying that the elections are rigged and they're the victims. But understand, if there is someone who's in office that's a Republican, they're automatically going to be like, well, I don't know if the election's rigged because I'm a Republican and I got into office. Many of them actually rigged the elections for themselves. Just so you know, don't think the Republican Party's clean. But what they're not understanding is you're probably a Republican that ran in an 80% district where it's 80% Republican and has been for 50 years. And the Democrats don't have the ability to steal that seat. That's why you won. And it's not because the elections aren't rigged. You were just in a massively conservative district. Don't think that that means, oh, there's fair elections. No, they just didn't have the ability to steal it from you. But now with technology, I'm not even sure that's going to matter anymore. At some point, even in an 80% Republican district, they're going to start stealing it. Why wouldn't they? Why wouldn't they? They know no one's going to do anything about it. The states aren't standing up. And if the states don't stand up, nobody's going to stand up. Governors could kick the FBI out and stand up, but the Republican Party refuses to do so. They're all scared. They're all way too afraid to do what I'm saying. So kiss America goodbye. Your Republican Party is too wimpy to save America, folks. We're living in an age of Republicans that are the wimpiest people I've ever seen in my life. And you have to come to that realization as well. Republicans are the wimpiest political party I have seen in my life. They are so wimpy, they will not save America. Do you think these wimps could possibly save America? No. Now, we're not the wimps. Remember, I'm talking about the Republican Party, not conservatives. And it takes even more than a conservative. It takes a faith in Jesus Christ because you're fighting evil. You're not just fighting a political party. You're fighting evil that is demonically influenced evil. And the demons have filled America and filled the Democrat Party. Filled it. And you're fighting that. You have to have the courage that they're going to throw you in jail, but you'll stand up anyways. And it takes Jesus to have that type of courage, because if you don't have Jesus, there ain't no way you're going to stand up. You're going to fold and cave instead of go to prison. Why would you go to prison? You don't have any moral standard without Christianity to stand up to anything. Better just to go with the flow and go with the evil people and just put your head down and go. That's what most people will do. Your Republican Party ain't going to save you. There is no country for an old conservative like me or you. No country. Now, why is it important that you know this? So that you fight properly. I'm sick of people fighting like, we're going to win in the next election, which is foolish. It's a waste of time. That's not how you fight these people. You expose them for the evil that they are. You pray that God hammers them. But then there is something you can do. You contact your governor and say, why are you letting the federal government persecute us? Kick the stinking FBI out of our state today. Write an executive order saying the FBI cannot operate in our state, Missouri, Arkansas, Texas. I don't care. One of you, Tennessee. Do it. Start standing up. But they're not going to, because your Republican Party is a bunch of wusses. They're wusses. Do you think a governor would say the things I'm saying on this show? They'd crap their pants that they're going to get arrested someday and be thrown into prison. They can't stand up. I love that the FBI monitors my shows because I think they'll learn something about who they're really working for. So I hope they keep monitoring because I change agents' minds, I believe. I don't think they can watch this and not know that I'm right. I know that when they watch and monitor me, they know I'm right. So I want them to. But do you think a governor has that kind of confidence to stand up? No. They don't have any confidence to stand up. They couldn't do what I'm doing. You know how I know? Because they have way more power than me, so they should be doing what I'm saying. And the fact that they don't or don't even suggest it proves it. It's a lot easier for the government to squash me than it is a governor. They're much safer being a governor. They have a much more of an ability to stand up to the federal government than I do. And yet I'm standing up feeling like I'm all by myself. And I feel like these Republican governors, I call them wussbags because they have abandoned me. I'm standing on the hill with a flag planted, and I look behind me, and I watch these governors running the other way. Go get them, Ben. But we're out of here. That's what I feel. And that's what you feel at home, you true conservatives. That's what you're feeling. No country for old conservatives. But I'll stand anyways. I'd rather stand and God say well done to me than to be one of those people who run. Because this is what I'm talking about. You need Jesus. I know this is bigger than Republican, Democrat. It's bigger than America. It's evil versus good. And I'm going to stand and fight evil. And I'm not going to cave to evil because God is watching me. So I do it for God. Not for the Republican Party. I don't do it for America. I don't even do it for the Constitution. I do it for God, and therefore I will never stop. And this is why they hate us, the true Christians, because they can't stop us. They can't get us to stop. They can get everybody else to stop. They can get fake Christians to stop real easy. Real easy. They can't get people like me to stop. They can't get people like Trump to stop. There's certain people they can't stop. So what do? They come after them hard. But you need to understand that the people who are taking a stand, like Donald Trump, Trump knows they're going to come after him hard. God obviously has put it in his heart. I beg Trump not to run because I know what he's going through. I know the torture that they're doing mentally to his family by coming after him. I understand it, and I don't want him to go through that suffering, but he clearly believes God. I think he's doing it for God. He's doing it for good versus evil. So I got to be on his side. Go get him, Trump. Even though you know what's coming for you, buddy. You know what's going to happen, and so do I. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father except through him. I love you guys. See ya!
Ayo, peeps. Like and subscribe to my father's channel. Bye! Ow!
Hey guys, if you like what you're hearing in my show, you need to check out one of the other great shows from thenewamerican.com, and that is Behind the Deep State with Alex Newman. Have you checked it out yet? If you haven't, you will love it. If you like me, for sure, you're going to love Alex Newman as he gets deep into Behind the Deep State and all the shadiness, of course, that we know is going on. Awesome interviews. I mean, just massive information. And you really can't find a better dive into the deep state than what Alex Newman does. So go check it out at thenewamerican.com.